15%.
Look out, it's food time, wine time, Christmas time, all those things together. Let's see what sort of a bowl we can throw all these things in and what we can stir up. Chef Louis DeAngelis is here with Jennifer Horn. They are the authors of the Good Day Food and Wine newsletter. So we'll talk about the family eats that are a part of what they have put together for this week. Plus, Louis has some very special food thoughts for us as we look around and kind of get a grasp of what's happening. It actually is Christmas Day in some parts of the world. In fact, those of you who are listening in Guam, I believe it is nine past midnight.
14 hours.
Yeah. What is it, 14?
So it's 11. It's coming up on.
All right, so we're an hour early.
I'm tracking Santa right now, and he just
He's over Russia?
He was. He just
or the
left.
NORAD. You have that NORAD computer program there?
Yeah.
Does Santa give gifts to Russians?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he does. They're just missile launchers and vodka and stuff.
Yeah, right, exactly.
They all get the same gift.
You know what? Yes. Pierre should be in here to talk about the stupid Americans, because that comment you just made is about as stupid an American comment as one can make.
Now, Rich McFadden is the stupidest American we ever met.
Come on, Australia.
I used to think that Jill Duxtevin was stupid, but that Rich McFadden, he is very, very stupid. Right.
Yeah. He's in Sydney, you guys.
Oh, he is. Really? Sydney, Australia?
Yeah. I used to hate that, too.
Just about ready to get down. Well, Sydney, Australia is in that same time zone with Guam, so it starts there. He's getting ready within the next 50 minutes or so, landing at the first homes.
Half a day.
Christmas
Eve. Wait, do they celebrate Christmas in Australia?
Christmas Eve. Yes. You're sounding pretty stupid, too, so maybe you ought to just give it a rest.
Okay, well, the smartest person will take over the mic. Okay, go, Doug.
There's a little slice.
Wow,
you want to tell us about your dream last night?
We'll tell it later on the hour.
I want to hear
Louis first.
Louis DeAngelis. Anyway,
hi,
this
Louis.
Is Christmas.
Good morning.
Everybody's eating or wanting to eat. So let's start with all the people who are here and their nationalities. We'll start with Roberta and what the Italians do. And, of course, Chef Louis is Italian as well. So we could put the two of them together. What sort of concoctions, Christmas specialties?
We have Christmas specialties. I'll tell you what I'm making tonight. I've been soaking the bacala, which is a dried salted codfish, for 2 days now in cold running water. And we make these salted bacala with prunes over angel hair pasta.
Oh, my God.
With prunes.
With prunes. You start off making a very fresh tomato sauce.
Disgusting.
Then you put the bacala on top of it, and then you put in the prunes, a little bit of wine, and you serve it on top of angel hair. It is absolutely delicious.
You know why they call it bacala?
Why?
Because that's the noise you make after you eat prunes and fish.
I know. Bacala con prune there, right? Right, Chef Louis?
Well, you know, and I make a soup out of it. I make your typical salt cod soup with green olives and onions. But it's funny because the Portuguese are the ones that brought dried codfish to Italy.
Yeah, bacalao they called it, right?
Yeah, bacalao, and it's it's baked. It's a layer of potatoes and another layer of dried salt cod, and then they layer it three or four times with onions, and they bake it. It's wonderful.
My dad used to make the eel also.
Yeah, I have Christmas Eve. I've got some in my freezer right now.
And I remember one Christmas Eve, he had bought live eels about a week before, and he was keeping them in the sink in the basement because he was going to kill them live on Christmas Eve. Well, he'd put a piece of plywood on top of the sink, and, of course, the critters escaped. So I have these fond memories of a Christmas Eve in the basement with a flashlight and a stick looking for these darned eels. And we found 11 of them, you know, and wrangled them and threw them back into the sink. But we couldn't find the 12th one, and we found him about a week later when he started to smell because he died behind the oil burner.
Nice. Also known as the 12 eels of Christmas.
Yeah, right, the 12 eels of Christmas.
Hey, Roberta, I have eels in my refrigerator, too, but we use them to fish with. They're great for... from Bass for Strike
Bass.
He
would make a wonderful pickled eel dish that with balsamic vinegar that was fabulous. My mother wouldn't eat it, just my dad and I would eat it.
Yeah, I make that. I make that every year.
You make the eel, really?
Yeah. I do that with white vinegar, sugar, mulling spices, and a little bit of balsamic, and I let it sit for 2 weeks so it's ready.
Oh.
And we make the octopus salad, y popo.
Yep, the popo salad.
Mm-hmm.
And the little schmeltz, the little tiny sardines deep fried.
You fry them?
Deep fried.
Louis, where do you buy eels?
We order them to go fishing. No, we went over to the coast, over to Sarasota. Or I do a lot of my fish purchases. I have a good fishmonger over on Pine Island. And that's only an hour.
Pine Island has some great fish there.
Yeah,
just when you go over the bridge.
It's something wonderfully delectable. Isn't it a fishmonger?
Can we move on to another nationality?
It's funny because if you look at a lot of the countries, that are the Latinx countries, the night before Christmas, you know, these are countries like Sicily, surrounded by water, okay? And the normal everyday fare is seafood.
Fish.
But on Christmas Eve, it's a little bit of every one of the seafoods that they enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And a big celebration.
Let's
they
have
make
a...
the seven fishes, traditionally,
yeah, and it was known
right?
as poor man's food at one time, but no more.
But there are, there's a rumor around that the three wise men brought different kinds of fish, not frankincense, myrrh, and what was it, bottled water? I forget what the third.
Well, nowadays, if they had the money, they would have.
Yeah, right. They would have. What for you, Louis?
Well,
Louis DeAndreas is here. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasinelli, Maria Bailey from Mom Talk Radio is here. All of us are going to be on the MetaFast diet, which has been recommended by over 20,000 doctors since 1980. That's right. We are going on the MetaFast diet. Fast, safe, simple, satisfying. And supported by all these doctors and supported by the people at MetaFast, you'll eat five MetaFast meals and one lean and green meal every day. Richie, you're on to this?
Yep.
Everybody, lean and green meal.
I think my wife and I are both going to do it.
Yep.
What is a lean green meal?
It's a lean meal that's green.
Lean meat, fish.
Or like a salad, lean,
right.
Okay.
Meat,
yeah.
Whatever,
yeah.
And then vegetables.
The folks at MetaFast say you have to do this intelligently. But if you sign up for this thing and stay with it like we're going to, you'll lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Richie's all over
that.
Wants to do that. Roberta,
and
you
if we
wait.
Do it, no, but if we do it all together,
to
yeah, we're all going
to
do it.
If we do it together, it'll be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I
so
need
then
to
when
lose,
are we starting?
Six, seven, eight, 9 pounds.
January 1st.
Maria,
yes.
You sit down and shut up. You're
Maria
out of
doesn't need this at all. Maria's not in this. No,
you guys, I broke my foot. I haven't been able to run for 2 weeks. I got a few extra pounds.
And you weigh 120 pounds. You don't need to lose any weight.
Right, a few extra pounds.
Actually, she weighs more than that. She's got it packed in. I guarantee you she weighs 140 if she wears a nickel. All right. Anyway. How's that?
Let's not get into this game.
I heard no response.
You are brilliant. I think it's a dangerous conversation to talk about my weight on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Or any woman's weight.
Complimentary. All right, anyway, you log on to MetaFastKen.com. That's because Dr. Ken is involved in this, because Dr. Ken recommends it as well. MetaFastKen.com. And enter Dr. Ken. You'll save $50 on the MetaFast program that you sign up for. You can call him at 800-506-4115 and use the same code, Dr. Ken, D-R-K-E-N. Save $50. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete details. It's a wonderful thing. We're enthused about it. You will be too. This is something maybe that makes a last-minute Christmas gift as well for the person in your world that you know is going to overdo it between now and the first. It's a Christmas present. That's like, what is the old, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of care. So you'll be thinking about that. More from Louis. We'll highlight what's in the Good Day Food and Wine newsletter this week. As well, it's all about the holidays on Good Day, 15 past the hour.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
This is Doug Steffen along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus with a word on Sustanex. Go to the website trysustanex.com. You get a $5 off coupon, which is good at all the stores around the country where Sustanex is sold. Why is this important, Ken?
Doug, one of the best things you can do to defend against cold and flu is to take probiotics. The probiotics in Sustanex have been clinically shown to boost the immune system against cold and flu viruses.
Unlike probiotics found in a lot of yogurts and supplements, with Sustanex, you don't have to worry about not getting live cells because Sustanex probiotics survive extreme temperatures, storage, and your stomach acids.
Doug, the nice thing about taking Sustanex for your immune system is that you get side benefits, including better digestive health. Colds and flu and digestive problems are some of the most widespread health complaints. Take Sustanex, and you'll just feel better overall.
Go to trysustanex.com for $5 coupons. Good at stores where Sustanex is sold, like Walgreens, CVS, and Target. Get the coupons. Go to the store and get Sustanex.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150 milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibendronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Includes address and parents. See staples.com for details.
Broadcasting from all over the country to all over the world, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. So, Jennifer and Louie, what touches are you encouraging people to experience in your holiday eat special, the Good Day Food and Wine newsletter, which, by the way, folks, you go to Louie's picture, which is in the contributor slot at DougSteffen.com or GoodDayShow.com, same website. Jennifer there is co-host. Click on them. You can sign up for the newsletter. What are we getting this week?
Well, it's family-friendly stuff this week, Dougie. So if you want to make some last-minute projects with your kids or grandkids, I have a great cookie recipe to try that's really easy so that you don't have to spend so much time in the kitchen. You can spend it with your kids decorating and having fun. And then I also have an apple cider that you can keep completely non-alcoholic so that your kids can enjoy it. And then you can add a little schnapps if you're an adult.
Schnapps!
If you want to add a little schnapps, you can.
Schnapps! All right, Louie, what have you added to the round table?
Well, you know, Doug, the way I look at it with the kids, when my grandkids come over and stuff, they enjoy preparing a food or a treat as opposed to just sitting and watching it cook. Mm-hmm. So I did pizza because they love to come over and make pizza. You know, the preparation part is a good 15 minutes. They get to roll out the dough, and I got some good tips in there on how to make pizza friendly for children, for young tots in the kitchen. And then when they cook it, they always enjoy eating it. So it's fun.
Fun, fun, fun.
That's it.
That's a good thing. We want you to have fun and enjoy. Why not? That's what this is all about. So sign up for the Food and Wine newsletter. Comes out every Friday about this time. In fact, Jennifer and Phil work hard to bring these things together because they try to find that touch, just the right touch. Jennifer, did you know your Christmas card last year you signed your name in red and this year you signed in green?
Really?
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
See how observant I am?
That's fun.
Port and Starboard signatures.
Well, she's a nice, so you have very nice penmanship. She'd get an A from me if I had taught her in English class penmanship and spelling and stuff. I know. She'd have been the teacher's pet.
Aww.
21 after on Good Day.
Strangers I meet all seem like... Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen,
Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen.
But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Talking about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, well, you would even
don't say
say
anything.
It glowed. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names.
Pop, 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 pop.
Very good Christmas wines, Jennifer.
Yes.
Very good Christmas wines.
Well, I love sparkling this time of year. I love champagne, but champagne can be pricey, so I always recommend trying Cava or Prosecco because it's the same thing. It just, you know, sparkling wine, but they can charge more for something that's from the Champagne region of France. So I try that. Also, Pinot Noir is good because it goes with a lot of different flavors. And whatever you like. What do you like, Dougie? We have to get you some wine.
I like,
you like Riesling.
I like sweet stuff.
Yeah,
sweet
Riesling
wine.
You would like.
Yeah. All right, so here's somebody that sent me a story. Listen to Charlotte. She's on the floor, upside down, scratching herself on the rug. Listen, can you hear?
You're jealous, aren't you? You want to be on the floor upside down scratching yourself on the rug, right. Don't you?
New Year's Eve, somebody asked me if pouring champagne down the side of the glass, is that what? Why would somebody make a big deal? I thought that's what you always did. You held the glass up and you poured the champagne down on the side of the glass, not filling it up like directly. What's the right way? I'd ask, I guess I would be asking Jennifer because she's the expert in this.
Yeah, you want to, I mean, you have the, it's similar to pouring a beer because you have the foam on top.
Yeah.
Although once you, if you just pour sparkling wine slowly into the glass, you don't have a lot of foam. You don't want to just dump it in because then it'll pop over the top. Mm-hmm. The other thing a lot of people don't know is you don't want to go for that big bang when you open up a bottle of champagne.
Right.
You want to keep a cloth over the top of the cork and you want to gently unscrew it from the bottle. The less pop, the better because you won't have so much fizz going on in the bottle.
Right. All right, so Richie, I've taken my camera down. Watch. Can you see this? I'm doing
Hold on a minute.
All right. Let's see if you can see.
Yeah.
What? Can you see Charlotte upside down on the floor?
I can see that light.
Let me see if I
like it down. Giving me the third degree.
Right, no.
I did it. Oh, yeah, there she is.
Right.
Yeah, I see her. We put the camera down a little bit more.
Yeah, really?
Her legs are going crazy.
Yeah. She just turns upside down on her back. Charlotte, do that again. Come on. Do that again. Look at her eyes. This is fascinating radio. There it is.
All the stations who never normally take us in this hour.
Right. All right, Richie, can you see her?
We're just visiting. Yes, I can see her.
Got it? Okay.
It looks nice and sunny in Massachusetts today.
Oh, yeah, it's wonderfully sunny here. Look at her. She is just... Anyway.
It's been 80 degrees in Texas for the month, last couple weeks or something, and I'm just got here, and now it's cold again.
All right, we're supposed to be working with Louis here. Come on, Louis.
Yeah.
Some other countries. How about some other countries?
Ireland.
You work with Pierre. Pierre is from France. What sort of special things do the French do for special food at Christmas time?
Well, France, their Christmas lunch, they always have a starter of foie gras, which is
if you're going to say it's a sales, please, foie gras.
They have to have that. But they usually have a seafood lunch afterwards with lobster and oysters. That's their favorite.
Lobster and oysters.
That actually sounds good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds good. I can do that.
Pretty traditional. All right. So we have anybody else? We talked about the Portuguese a little bit. What about Irish? What do the Irish do,
Maria?
Yeah,
let's do Ireland.
Okay, go ahead.
I thought you were going to give me some ideas because I actually celebrate the Italian.
Lots of potatoes and carrots. The Irish have lots of potatoes and carrots, right?
Yeah, we have ham. We have a lot of ham.
And schnapps.
So you also have a leg of lamb is a very popular thing in Ireland.
Yeah, I don't do that.
With that potato dish they call champ.
Yeah.
That's a fantastic lunch for them. You know, it's funny, though, when you look at all the different countries, and as I wrote it out, I really noticed it. You know, there's France or Portugal, Finland. They all have 2-3 favorite dishes that they always have. And when you come to the United States, God, the list goes on and on and on. I mean, it has every kind of meat possible, all kinds of different, you know, second dishes. And what it tells you is, you know, just how rich this country is.
I want to. I'm interested, frankly, in going someplace and having a buffet. I want to see what I love buffets. I want to see what the Christmas buffet would be like at the China Doll restaurant.
What their Tuesday buffet is like, I'm thinking.
Well, I don't know. I think they add a little bit of lox and bagels to it on Christmas Day, right?
Yeah, a lot of lox and bagels, probably. You're right. That's very astute, Maria. Chef Louis, have a wonderful Christmas. Thank you. Very happy New Year. We'll talk to you again next week. Louis D'Angelo is here on Good Day 29.
The story of why Silent Night was written. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Silent Night was first performed in 1818 during a midnight mass in Austria. When a church organ broke down, the music to this now beloved carol was composed very quickly so the parishioners would have something to listen to. It was sung by a tenor and a bass accompanied by a guitar. Soon the carol began its journey around the world, carried first by folk singers and then an opera star. Over the years, the melody and the words have been changed a little, but the power of its simple and moving message remains. It's even stopped the fighting in 2 world wars so soldiers could sing it on the battlefield. Sleep in heavenly peace. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow.
I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoods Direct has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans, and the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Americans.org.
That's snow on the tractors here. That's appropriate. White Christmas in New England. White Christmas in Pennsylvania, down where Richie is. The snow hasn't melted there yet, has it? Some snow on the ground?
I mean, there's a little bit.
A little bit, not a lot.
Yeah, just some still in the yard.
None down where Maria is in Florida.
Oh,
Roberta's
none. Absolutely.
Going to be in Rome. I think there's snow in Rome, as a matter of fact.
No snow in Rome.
Down that far south? No. Hello?
That's Rome calling. That's the Vatican calling.
Very good. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to all objects below, when what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer, with a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it has to be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and he shouted and he called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donder and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew with a sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas, too. And then, in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my hand and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back. He looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled! His dimples, how merry! His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke had encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye, a twist of his head, and I knew we all had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, filled all the stockings, then he turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod up the chimney, he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team, gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, as he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all,
ho, ho, ho,
a good night." You may have had a ho-ho in there, Roberta. Yes?
Ho.
Hey, ho-ho.
Just, I hope it sounded a whole lot better than hers.
Yeah. But didn't she do some silly
the transvestite ho-ho-ho
Santa yesterday that turned yeah. everybody completely off?
Yeah. I remember that.
Ho-ho-ho.
That would be the one.
Ho-ho-ho.
All right, so Maria, what do you think will be the most joyful moment as you think and anticipate, because you're 24 hours away from most of the activity, are four children, and they're getting older and maybe a little wiser, or are they wising up to the realities of Christmas?
No, we still have one believer.
One believer, perfect.
But one Santa Claus believer?
Yep.
Really?
You know what? Even the other three have been bouncing off the walls since about 7 o'clock this morning.
There's been something about this year that's been a little bouncier. I don't know if people are just so tired of being, like, in the glower and gloom, and this year seems to be a little out of it.
Everybody's ready to let loose a little. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
You know, last night we went to dinner, just the family, the six of us, and we sat around the table, and we rated this year. We do it every year. You know, you can give it between 1 and 10. And most of everybody at the table was 8 and above.
Good. That's good.
Yeah. That's great. My kids talked about all the great places they had traveled to, and we just all had a good year.
Everybody recognize that they have a lot to be thankful for. I think that's something that oftentimes there are some children have false expectations.
Right.
They have this, like, I deserve this, and that's how they, you know.
Entitlement.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's rampant. There's a whole new generation of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. Yep. The perfect child. Everything. Holidays are accident-proof. Everything is going to be perfect. And it isn't. And ought not to be. That's what a horrible way to.
Well, and they're going to graduate. They're going to get into an Ivy League college. They're going to graduate and walk into a $100,000 a year job.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right. There was a great editorial that my husband, you know how he always leaves things out on the counter and highlights it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Honey, hand me that newspaper article there that you did. Anyway, it's an editorial and it says all I want for Christmas, and it says it's a letter from a grown woman to her parents. And it says, you know, thank you for putting me through Vanderbilt, sending me to Harvard for MBA, buying me my starter house, getting my, you know, paying off my husband's job or whatever. And and then she writes, all I want for Christmas from Santa this year. And she lists, like, a car. And she even gives, like, the Lexus dealer's phone number and then Timmy's tuition. And it's a letter from a grown woman to her father. And it says, a new kitchen. I love to cook. A job for Richard. I don't see why Santa can't help my husband find a job in your company, Dad. I mean, it's hilarious. And then finally it says, I'll see you on Christmas. Would you like me to make reservations at your club?
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, you know what? That's so typical of so many people right now. Yeah. They still just suck off their parents because they're entitled. You know what I mean?
Mm. Well,
we have a whole generation that we're grooming.
That's the parents who have built that in.
Oh, absolutely.
For
absolutely.
Whatever. Yeah.
All right, we have to hear about Maria's dream last night about Doug.
Why
oh, my gosh. You know, one of those dreams that it feels like it goes on and on and on and on and on? So I was on a tour bus with Doug and Rich, and we were touring the country and stopping at stations and meeting listeners and such. And we pull into this one city, and Doug was mad because I had agreed to go on someone else's show. But then, so he's pouting as I'm getting off the bus. Rich, for some reason, you were helping me find my shoes. I don't know what that was about.
Really?
I do that.
Scandalous.
But I couldn't find the stage. And I just keep running around this, like, country fair looking for the stage where I'm supposed to get on the stage with this other host. And I come back to the bus, and Doug's like, so, how was it? And I lied to him and said I found the stage, and I had never found the stage. It was like crazy, and it just went on and on and on, and then I woke up.
You dream about Doug a lot, don't you?
No, that was the second time.
I have
time
a theory about
weeks.
That.
It was the second time.
I don't
time
think that was about Doug. I think subconsciously that was about your husband.
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
Oh, God. Here we go. So how does that play
the
into it?
The stage was her husband.
That was
yeah,
your
because
life.
you're worried about offending your husband by cheating on him, because you're unhappy. Are you unhappy with Doug too?
No, not really. But I don't have to live with Doug. I just have to wake up with him every morning.
You know, when I was considering moving to New York to go into radio, I also almost became a psychoanalyst.
Yeah,
it was either
good thing you chose
Doug
radio.
Good thing you, yeah.
Wonderful.
Okay, well, I don't know what that is, but that was the second time in 1 week I've dreamed of you, Doug.
All right, well, I'm flattered by that.
We have to have you analyzed.
Wished, yeah. I analyzed myself yesterday and the year before you came on.
You
Maria.
Did, and people liked it. I got emails.
Really? Good, okay. The top wish lists for this Christmas, things that people want, and I'm not sure whether there are 100 things on this list. And many of them, interestingly enough, were just off. You just read that list, that business from that woman to her father. I'm looking at the entitlement sorts who want Xboxes and motorcycles. And these are children. Drum sets. Isn't that stuff Wii games? Isn't that out of range of most people?
No, not really.
Really?
I mean, they brought it down now to it's like $200.
Is Hannah Montana still as popular as she was?
Oh, she's smoking dope now on
salvia out of bone.
Yeah.
I saw somebody on some show who was a friend of hers. I think it was on The View, as a matter of fact, who was saying people ought to leave her alone because the stories about her are not what they appear to be. I think
they're on video. They're pretty apparent.
You should see the videos. They're pretty bad. We'll have to put them up on DougStephan.com.
Okay, perfect. Really? That'll be nice. Yeah. Along with our cat video. Clay, what's the video of the day today? The cats singing?
Oh, with the cats meow, Doug. They're singing. They're meowing Silent Night. It's a real quick audio, too.
Really? Very quick
extremely
audio.
Valuable content.
I'm sure, yeah, right, exactly.
Doug, you know, we were talking about what's on kids' Christmas list. You would laugh at my kids' Christmas list.
How so?
One of them wants, it's so practical, it's so funny. One of them wants HydroGlow lights for the dock. I mean,
HydroGlow lights?
Yeah, for the dock. Lights for the dock.
That's unusual.
I'm like, yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Then HydroGlow, what are the HydroGlow lights? Are those the things that are automatic? They go.
They're like a green light that attracts fish.
Oh, really?
Well, that's cool, then.
And they're underwater lights.
Oh, I've never seen those, I don't think.
They go underwater. Yeah. And they attract fish.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so anyways, they just had some, like, crazy things on our list.
Those poor fish, they don't know what hit them when they swim up to that poor light.
Unusual things are good at Christmas time. 15 before the hour on Good Day.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
This holiday season, drop your car off at Sears Auto Center while you're shopping at the mall. The Sears Blue Automotive Crew will make it easier to take care of your to-do list while we take care of your car. Through January 2nd, save on all tires. Plus, save an extra $70 with a purchase of 4 Michelin tires after mail-in rebate. And our Plus Start Automotive batteries are as low as $49.98 every day with exchange. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
At USAA, we believe what customers say about their auto insurance says everything about an insurance company. And USAA members have a lot to say. Jesse writes this on USAA.com. We just save $1,200 a year with USAA. While Justin writes, Dear USAA, thank you for being completely awesome, with an exclamation point. How does it feel to have auto insurance you describe as awesome with an exclamation point? Switch to USAA auto insurance and find out. Drivers who do save $450 a year on average. Our commitment to serve the financial needs of our military, veterans, and their families is without equal. If you or someone in your family has honorably served, switch to USAA insurance today. Call 1-800-227-USAA or visit usaa.com/car. Insurance provided by United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas. Membership eligibility restrictions apply. Savings based on 2010 countrywide survey of new customers who switch. Not applicable in Massachusetts.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150 milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
December was originally what month in the early Roman calendar? Anybody remember?
April.
June, yes,
like Christmas in July or June.
Yeah.
May.
Okay, so far everybody's
October.
Wrong.
October.
September.
The first month.
November.
No.
Or it was another month.
It
before,
was.
Octavius
yes.
and Augusto.
No, it wasn't. That wasn't Octavius. October was already in.
Julius.
It was Julius and Augustus.
Augustus.
Yes. Right.
Right.
So before they were added in, so December, and the meaning of the preface, deca, D-E-C,
yeah.
is what in Latin?
Ten.
Yeah. And then the Romance languages, most all of that right. stuff comes together that way. Our poll today at DougStephan.com is a good one for Maria. Do you plan on going to church on Christmas?
4:30 this afternoon. We'll
Me
be there.
Me too.
4:30 this afternoon. So you don't go on Christmas Day. You go on Christmas Eve.
Oh, and I love it because it's dark and the candles. And then when we're done, it's time to celebrate. We just move right into Christmas.
So that's the precursor to having a good Christmas is going to church.
Same thing for my family.
And acknowledging. So everybody goes to church this afternoon, Jennifer?
Yeah, well, not my dad, but my mom and I and my grandfather's in town, so we'll take him and his wife. It'll be fun.
All right, so what about you, Richie, with the family? Are you going to church at all on Christmas?
You know, we usually don't, but we're thinking about it. Our neighbor's
Why?
A pastor, and they're friends, and it's a nice church, and we're thinking about trying to go there.
What's it got to do with having a nice church? What's that got to do with going on Christmas?
We don't really have a church at this point.
Really?
So we're looking for...
A church.
A church, yes.
Did you leave the last church you were in?
No.
You just didn't have a church.
Right, yeah.
Do you feel it's strong, it's important for you to have
with the kids,
a church
yeah,
for the children?
Yeah.
Did you go to church as a kid?
When I was little, yeah. My grandmother, we used to always go.
Your grandmother took you, but your mother didn't?
No, my mother took us to our grandmother's church.
Oh, okay. So she felt comfortable there. We all grew
up.
Yeah,
it was an Episcopal church that we all went to as kids, and it was a lot of fun. And then the pastor passed away, and my grandmother. And,
Well, no matter what, have fun, have love, share the good things. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy New Year. Merry
51 Christmas. After the hour. Good day.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's Christmas Eve, a busy travel day for you, for me, and for someone else. Good morning, I'm David Weiss with news that matters. Yes, 'twas the day before Christmas. Our cars we will load with millions of us going somewhere. Time to hit the road. In many parts of the country, the weather, a major factor in how long it will take to get from here to there. More about the weather problems in a bit, but let's talk about someone in particular who will be doing some traveling tonight. Air travel, that is. And the folks at NORAD, the North American Aerospace Defense Command, will do the tracking as they've done every year since 1955. This is what they do.
NORAD satellites have picked up Rudolph's bright, glowing nose at the North Pole, and our radar images can confirm that Santa and his nine reindeer have lifted off and are flying over northern Canada and Alaska on their way to the International Dateline in the South Pacific.
And we'll be getting the play-by-play on Santa's whereabouts again tonight as he makes his way around the world. Lieutenant Commander Bill Lewis at NORAD tells us with each passing year, new high-tech methods are used in their tracking system.
Throughout the years, have partnered with Google for the last few years using Google Maps and Google Earth. And then there's, you know, various Santa cams out there that they can watch him fly through cities.
And all you need to do to track Santa tonight is go online to noradsanta.org.
But they can also call 1-877-HI-NORAD, where we'll have a staff of volunteers where they could call in and talk to one of our volunteers and get an idea where Santa is at that time.
And don't worry, boys and girls, at some point after you go to sleep, Santa will be stopping by your house as well. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
I will not spend my weekend covered in drywall dust.
I will simply fix the leaky faucet in the guest bathroom.
I will not go to a store so big
it has its own zip code.
I will go to Ace.
And I will get it done fast.
And then I will not leave the couch till Monday morning.
Every store has thousands of Ace brand products to help you turn your to-do list into a to-done list. So get in, get help, and get on with your life. At Ace, the helpful place.
This holiday season, drop your car off at Sears Auto Center while you're shopping at the mall. The Sears Blue Automotive Crew will make it easier to take care of your to-do list while we take care of your car. Through January 2nd, save on all tires. Plus, save an extra $70 with a purchase of 4 Michelin tires after mail-in rebate. And our Plus Start Automotive batteries are as low as $49.98 every day with exchange. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
On Wall Street, the markets are closed today for the long Christmas holiday weekend. Yesterday, trading was light. The Dow up 14 points at the close to 11,573. S&P down 2. NASDAQ dropped 2 as well. This is the sound of winter weather. And it could impact holiday travel plans today across a large chunk of the nation. A new storm slamming into the Pacific Northwest, bringing heavy valley rain and mountain snow in Washington and Oregon. Stormy weather also posing problems for the southern Rockies. Snow will slow travel in the northern plains right through the upper Mississippi Valley. Winter weather advisories in effect, calling for up to 5 inches of snow from South Dakota into western Illinois. Post offices across the country closing early on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, too. Many are expected to shut down at noon and shift collection box pickup times to 12 o'clock. Mail will still be delivered today and on New Year's Eve as well. No mail delivery on Christmas Day and New Year's Day, of course. Couple of closing notes on this Christmas Eve. First, what's your favorite holiday movie of all time? According to a National Marist poll, It's a Wonderful Life came in number one at 24%. Right behind it, A Christmas Story at 23%. A few weeks back, the Jimmy Stewart wax figure and It's a Wonderful Life exhibit was unveiled at Madame Tussauds in Hollywood. Carolyn Grimes was there for the ceremony. She's the last living cast member from It's a Wonderful Life. She played Zuzu. Yeah, Zuzu's petals, you remember. She reminds us that It's a Wonderful Life was not a big hit when it first came out in 1946.
And so it sat on the shelf for years. And finally, when it was re-released in the 70s, that's when people started watching it. And they were ready for it.
And we're still ready for it every single year at this time. Finally, you may not be ready for this. The Pittsburgh Steelers, the players, have posted an 8-minute video of themselves on their website, Steelers.com, attempting a bunch of Christmas carols. We give you fair warning to put down that eggnog before listening to this.
He sees when you are sleeping.
Oh, my.
He knows when you're awake.
You guys got anything else?
Ring-a-ling.
Oh, that's not bad.
Hear them sing.
Yes, it is. Could you wrap it up, guys?
La-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa,
kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes and movies from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
You better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.